Those were the tie for the second most in history. And a fun note, he had as many touchdown passes as he did incompletions. He was 13-17 with four touchdowns and 373 yards. It was the first four touchdown game for a quarterback since October 6th, 2018 against UNLV. Questions for Dylan?
Just to hear that stat line, I mean, how do you feel about tonight's game?
No, I feel really good about tonight's game. You know, I think just looking at all phases of football, you know, just the outside, just the receivers outside, just the running backs, and just the O line up front. You know, I thought there was that time I threw Luke that touchdown. You know, I could have sat back there all day. So, you know, I think just leaving the game, just being really proud with that, and just what we did up front.
You guys started the game very heavily on the ground. We're midway through the second quarter. I believe you had 20 yards passing at that point, and then something just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
What changed? You know, in that second quarter, as you guys started to get the passing going.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've really just seen those safeties play. We're playing really low the whole game. I think they were trying to stop the run. And I think when we hit Deuce and Caleb, you know, kind of backed them up from there. And, you know, just at that point, you know, I don't think they knew it really exactly what to do. So.
Through the first two games, I mean, at A&M, you guys hold pretty tight, have a couple good drives in the first half, and things kind of eventually fizzle out to tonight where it's, you know, a strong start, but maybe not lighting the board up. And then you guys absolutely can keep lighting up for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you kind of learned about this offense and what its full ceiling can kind of
mm-hmm.
be?
You know, I think you can talk about last week what we did offensively. You know, I mean, when you're playing a team like that, you know, everything's got to be perfect. You know, especially against the SEC team, you know, they're not going to make many mistakes, not going to get many calls. So, you know, I think really going to that game, that's definitely a big emphasis. And then I think moving on, I think we had a really, really good week of practice. You know, we knew don't take Tennessee Tech lightly. You know, each game, you know, go in there full purpose. So, you know, I think just today, just we definitely got after him and proud of the team.
Huge night for Bill, too, as well. Averaged 13.5 yards per carry, three rushing TDs. I mean, what did you see out of him and how he kind of maybe progressed from last week to this week?
You know, I really like seeing how hard he runs. You know, I mean, there's times where, you know, one guy could have him in the backfield and you'll see him just kind of spin out of it, keep getting yards. I mean, that's exactly what you want to have a running back. You know, you definitely want a guy who's going to get everything he can get. So, I mean, I'm really proud of Bill tonight, too.
No Jeremiah tonight, and he's been consistently one of your favorite targets for good reason. Weisong kind of stepped up. I mean, what'd you like out of Weisong and the rest of the receiving corps tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think with Jeremiah out, you know, I think it's kind of the mentality thing where, you know, hey, next guy up, you know, which we do a good job preparing our twos, you know. So, you know, Luke had a really, really good night. I mean, he was just beating his guys with speed, and there's another time on the sideline, you know, there's a guy kind of on him, and he just makes a great move and makes a great catch. So, definitely proud of Luke and making plays. You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, I tell people all the time, this is out of all the seasons I've played, this is the most excited I've been for a season. You know, I just think just getting a win in front of the home crowd too, you know, being on that losing streak, you know, definitely kind of sucks. But, you know, getting that win tonight definitely felt good for the hometown. And then especially with the big game next week, you know, leading up to that and want everyone who can show up to that game. So looking at them.
I think you in particular, all four of your receiving TDs were four different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to spread that around like that, I mean, what does that tell you about this receiving corps in particular?
You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, I think it's going to make it hard for defenses. You know, I think it's different when you're just throwing to one guy, you know, hey, we might have to double this guy. You know, I think when you look at us, it's like, hey, which guy are we really going to look at? You know, I mean, if you look at every single receiver, they're going to make plays. You play a man-to-man, they're going to go up and go get it. So, I mean, when you have a receiving corps like that, I feel pretty confident all the time. You know, I think just really setting that standard. And I think the biggest thing, too, is really are thinking about is that next week's game. You know, that's definitely the real big game. And I think this game's going to lead up to that. And just like I said before, just it all starts with practice. You know, have a good week of practice. Everything's going to play out.
You got the haircut pregame? I mean, are you no superstitions about cutting hair during season?
You know, I've needed to get it cut for the past 3 weeks. I've been telling myself I'm going to get a cut today, and then I don't end up getting a cut. So I finally got a haircut. Told Coach G I was getting a haircut, so I finally did. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
All right, anything? I got a haircut, too. What'd you think of the lights? No one's asked for the lights.
Oh, I like lights. That was awesome. That was. I didn't really notice it at the time, but I was like, looking at it after, I was like, okay, that was pretty awesome. Okay. I enjoyed that, yeah.
Just curious what anyone asked. All right, get out of here.
Cool. Thank you all.
Yep.